guys, what's happening? Let's make this quick. I've got a very important summit between my pecs and a reflective surface. Shoot.
Taoiseach, have you anything more to say on the Fitzpatrick situation?
Seanie Fitz? Well, that's old news, surely.
Your former party colleague, Peter Fitzpatrick.
Who? The turf muncher that sounds like Steve Staunton on helium. Well, I mean, he said Fine Gael had become really stylish, so I don't...
Sorry now, Taoiseach, but I think he said Fine Gael are style over substance.
Which is a compliment when you think of how unstylish we were in the past. Oh. No one wears those ghastly Dunn's blue shirts anymore. I'm head-to-toe Tom Ford.
Are you not worried at all that you'll become too reliant on Deputy Lowry's support?
Well, nobody is more reliable than a convicted criminal tax cheat and disgraced former minister.
But the tribunal found that...
Lowry is also the richest TD in the Dáil, so he's our sort of turf muncher. And I, for one, am glad we won't have to listen to another word from Peter Fitz, sounding like Jim Corr eating cornflakes from a Wellington. Not that we ever listened to him before, or even knew that he existed, but still.
Taoiseach, Arlene Foster said the Good Friday Agreement isn't sacrosanct. What have you got to...
To show that I'm serious, I'm doing my quiet voice. I'd like to thank Arlene and the DUP for once again giving me the chance to look great and, like totes, bash the Brits. The Good Friday Agreement is an international treaty dating from 1998. Not that I remember that, because I'm like totes super young. Oh. I'm so young I get nostalgic about cheese strings.
Do you think Micheál Martin will call for a general election soon?
God, I wish. I mean, if he hasn't called for one so far, after the Garda scandals, cervical check, waiting lists, cronyism, I haven't finished.
Oh.
Tracker mortgage scandals, vulture funds, the housing crisis, he ain't gonna do it now, you feel me?
What if the Independent Alliance wants to pull the plug?
Most of them can't even use a knife and fork, so I think pulling a plug is pretty beyond them.
Oh.
Shane Ross is pretty handy with silver service, to be fair, but because he lives in a gas-lit mansion in the 19th century, I doubt he knows what a plug is. Anyway, I've got to bounce, guys. Don't forget, Larry is the sort we can truly rely on to extend my ledge bag term as Taoiseach at someone else's expense. If there's one thing Larry is an expert in, it's in big extensions where someone else is paying. Lol Fitz. Ciao for now. Welcome back. Now I try to keep a straight face as I interview the first of our presidential candidates, continuing RTE's OTT coverage of the race to fill this powerless, bloated and hammy state office. First up is 2011 runner-up and Dragon's Den bucko Sean Gallagher.
And an entrepreneur, Sean.
Yeah, and just a reminder, if you have any questions, you can text or tweet us on...
Once they've been examined by the RTE, the BAI, Garda Síochána, the FBI...
7 years later, why do you want another run at the Oras?
Well, Sean, as an entrepreneur and businessman, I feel I can bring a lot to the table.
Right.
I absolutely haven't just spent 7 years bitterly stewing over my defeat, even though it was stolen off me.
Right, but you got over that.
It was a terrible time.
Right.
I never celebrated a birthday or Christmas. Just too many envelopes.
Oh.
Too many... terrible envelopes.
But where have you been? You weren't involved in any of the referendums.
Well,
you...
as shadow president, it was important that I didn't cause a constitutional crisis.
What?
By speaking out on national issues.
But you weren't the
president. And also, I was very busy being an entrepreneur.
Oh.
I was entrepreneuring myself raw.
Right.
Very successful entrepreneur.
Yeah, like making money by suing RTE.
That was a David versus Goliath battle.
Really? An open and shut case against a nearly bankrupt organisation? Come on.
Entrepreneur!
How do you hope to make up the gap? You're 52 points behind Michael D.
Another David versus Goliath battle, and I am ready and willing.
And in this scenario, all 6'5" of you, you're David, and Michael D is Goliath.
An election is an enveloping and a developing situation.
Well, that was presidential nominee and walking human vendetta Sean Gallagher. We'll have another candidate later, unfortunately.
MCD presents the biggest music event since the last boy band ran out of money. It's Westlife.
We're Westlife.
In their Let's Cash In on the Boom Before It All Goes to Shit Again 5-year reunion tour.
Wow, I can't believe it's been so long. I really want to do this for the fans.
Yeah, people have stopped recognising me in the street.
Kian,
I even had to pay for my own chopped salad last
week. Kian, we're recording
what?
This, love.
Oh yeah. I really want to do this for the music.
Westlife are coming back for the fans. They're coming back for the glory. They're coming back because none of their solo careers worked out and they want money fast. Nikki.
I'm not broke, it's just I want to get the hell out of 2FM.
Shane.
I've heard of a great property investment in Qatar. There's no risk, they say. What's the worst that can happen?
Kian.
Ah, Shane, you feckin' idiot.
And the other one.
I'm just, like, so excited.
Fans, get ready to relive those golden years before you marry the fella you swore you'd never settle for and had two kids that don't appreciate you as much as they should.
I don't have to sing for this gig, do I? And it's on the teleprompter like Dance with the Stars, is it, yeah?
I'm just, like, so happy to be back, you know?
Who is this lad, huh?
I'm Mark.
Who?
Never heard tell him. Who's he? Mark Feely. I've been in the band like 20 years.
No, we were like a three-piece, at least since Brian left. Remember Brian? He was great crack.
I'm Mark.
And don't forget, it isn't just for fun, girl. A portion of every ticket goes to a very important cause, Louis Walsh's hair transplant.
It's going to be great. I cynically put the band together 20 years ago, and I've cynically put them back together now. It's going to be the best thing since TV3. I mean Virgin 1. I mean Virgin Media 1, which saved my career by commissioning Ireland's Got Talent, even though RT turned it down twice. It's unbelievable.
Tickets only €70, not including postage and the extra fiver for using your credit card, even though there's no other way to buy them. Warning, waistlines may have expanded and hairlines receded. This will be their last ever tour. We know he said that last time, but we swear it all over again. Was that one of their songs? Who cares? Just give us the f***ing money.
Hello, this is the Department of Funny Voices. Yeah, I could put you through to my junior ministers, Throaty Michael Darcy or Patrick O'Donovan, who sounds like a tiny unbelievable trapped in a bottle. Please hold. Oh, enter the Millennium Falcon. Ha 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 ha. Oh. Ah, Minister Wingo.
Fishkill, I decided to bait the rest of them and have my budget fit over nice and early.
A very good idea.
You've left the people of rural Ireland behind. Oh. All I have for a department of rural affairs is the boat of an obelisk going in a ditch and a budget I wouldn't buy a packet of Lincoln biscuits.
Listen to my lovely voice, Wingo.
I am not going to fall for your palaver.
I sound like I'm presenting a children's TV programme.
I came in here raging now. I can't remember why.
That's
I...
right, rainbows and lemony clouds.
I'm feeling slightly sleepy and cheerful and warm inside.
I'm just a malevolent, uncaring neocon smarting under a cheerful, cuddly countenance.
Sorry, what was that?
Oh, nothing. Just let my happy voice wash over you.
Okay, bye.
Next.
On behalf of the Independent Alliance, I'm here to demand granny flats, granny caps, granny vans and granny lamps.
You sound like General Hux from The Last Jedi.
I'm not going to fall for your shtick like half the media.
Oh.
And Minister Halligan wants granny flats with a cat lab in each one.
Would a man that sounds like this do nothing for the old, the poor, the tired, the hungry?
No, I'm not falling for that. I want money for grannies and cash for grandpops. And, wow, I never noticed your twinkly smile before, Pascal. It reminds me of Roro, cuddly toy I had as a boy.
That's right. Just look at my dimples, my peachy dimples.
No, what did I come in here for again?
You came in for a hug.
Did I?
There we go. This is what I do anytime someone says vultures are tracker mortgages. Make it melt away with my dimples.
Right, well, thanks for that. Did I come in here with a wallet? It seems to be
I don't know what you're talking about. We only have a certain amount of money. Next, please.
You listen to me now, Fiscal Donahoe.
Micheál, why have you got your eyes covered?
No, don't be speaking or I won't fall for your charms, your charming charms, Donahoe.
I'm like the fella on the Lucky Charms cereal box, aren't
I? Stop it now. I have demands to make here now. I'm losing my train of thought.
Budget 2019 is very dimple, Micheál.
Did you say dimple?
What?
No, all I can think of now are your dimples going
forward. No, simple is what I said. You really are in a fuddy-duddy mood today.
Oh, God, the way you say fuddy-duddy. Going forward, it's so bloody charming.
Fuddy duddy, muddy duddy.
I've no idea how hard it is to be the leader of Fianna Fáil at these times. Oh. God, I wish someone would just heave me out of it, for goodness sake.
No, I can do that. I can heave them all out.
What did you say?
Oh, I said, you just mark my cuddly woodly words.
God, I'm out of here before I die of your cuteness.
Oh, I'm cute, all right. Like a bunny with razors for teeth. Ha 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 ha.
Next up in our interviews with presidential candidates was supposed to be Peter Casey, but I'm afraid he... What in the name of St. Valentine's ossified femur is going on?
Sorry, Sean. I just had to drive here, so I did drive. Get it? I posted a video on Bebo doing that over the weekend. It went viral.
Like herpes. Now, you lived outside Ireland for 38 years. Do you think you can understand the Irish people?
Well, Sean, they say to appreciate something you have, you have to leave it.
Who's
and that means I really, really appreciate this country, because I can barely remember it. I grew up in Donegal, part of the Six Counties. But even as a young fella in the 1890s, my greatest wish in life was to become the Prime Minister of the 25 counties of Ireland.
And what would you do if you became President?
I join NATO, support Israel, create an independent Northern Ireland.
Right.
I have to go. Here's me wee chopper.
How many more of these are there?
Wow, amazeballs, chopper. It's nearly as nice as my one. So, Murphs, I've got great news for you.
You're moving me to a different department? Oh my God, Leo, you're such a ledge bag. Housing is a total merman. Really appreciate it.
No, dude. I've just figured out the place for our next Twitter selfie.
Oh.
Okay, it's the new Krispy Kreme donut shop.
What?
It's so popular it's bringing Blanchard's down to a grinding halt and making it look like downtown Baghdad, which is totes an improvement. Plus, homeless figures are going down with all the people stuck in traffic overnight.
Excuse me, no, wrong. The homeless figures are incorrect.
What?
Because of the strong dynamic initiatives rolled out by my department.
Murph.
We're building 20,000 homes a year and doing 300 rapid builds a month with our policies.
God, I really don't like this new angry, shouty Murph.
So regardless of the actual numbers, I can tell you, Count Corlett, that the snipers and the naysayers and the do-nothings in Sinn Féin, thanks to my department, will sue me enough hovels for all the povs going forward.
Murphs, relax. Calm the jets. Just because pensioner homelessness has gone up 64%.
Which means there's 36% who aren't homeless.
And house prices and rents are at the highest ever level.
27% of 13 people who avail of our schemes were more than 40% satisfied.
Ease down. Now, Murphs, take a chill pill.
What?
Everyone is so broken from the never-ending crises that they've become preoccupied with non-stories like the meaningless presidential race.
Right.
So don't be a buzzkill, or a Peter Fitzgerald as we call him. Was that his name? He was so forgettable.
But it's unfair that people are focusing on the bad job I'm doing and letting Simon Harris off the hook.
Yeah, but I can't be mad at Harris, because he's making everyone forget he's a terrible health minister even better than I did.
Yeah.
One repeal tweet at a time.
I don't know how much more I can take. I mean, the Shinners were really gunning for me with that no confidence vote.
Dude, if the Shinners were really gunning for you, you'd be missing some kneecaps. Burn, Catherine, burn.
Her, she said a housing development would make Inchicore worse. How could anything make Inchicore worse?
Man, I hate seeing you down like this. How about we just go to the Lemon and Duke for a craft beer to cheer you up?
I can't risk it. What if the opposition call me out for not working hard enough when we are well on the way to discuss approval to zone to plan DeVita to approve the possible building of 3,000...
Okay, stop with the stats.
What?
The thing you're forgetting about the opposition is there is no opposition, man.
What?
Fianna Fáil abstained during your no-confidence vote, remember?
That's true.
Sinn Féin are getting quieter and quieter because they totes want to go into coalition so bad.
Okay.
And Labour are like Peter Fitzpatricking themselves out of relevance.
Right.
Look, the opposition is like our Project Ireland 2040.
Yeah.
It doesn't really exist.
Oh my God, you're so right. Thanks, Leo, my man.
Totes.
High five, Tish.
Amazeballs.
Oh, that was my face.
I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, and joining us by phone because her contract stipulates 1 week on a different continent away from him every year, Melania Trump.
Thank you so much. Hello, Maloomba Loompa. Can you hear me, sweetheart?
Yes, Donald. I'm here in Africa on satellite phone, in one of the countries you called shithole earlier this year.
It's a term of endearment. I call three of my four children shitholes on a regular basis.
You have five children.
My fellow Americans, no collusion. I, your most successful president ever, have been so busy lately. Just last week, I told a great joke, deliberately, to the United Nations.
America is now laughingstock.
No, everyone is laughing because our stock market is at an all-time high, believe me.
Ugh.
But of course, there's also bad news. Sneaky lying women are trying to block my Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, with allegations of sexual misconduct. No collusion. His life is now in tatters. Coincidentally, he spent a lot of his college life in tatters. That was the name of the strip club next to Yale.
You're not funny, Donald.
Brett Kavanaugh is a good and honorable man. He made it very clear that he loves his family and beer and women. So much respect for beer and women. Full hands-on respect for women. Almost as much respect for women as me.
What women do you respect?
Quiet, sugar boobies. A man is talking. Ugh. Listen, I love the ladies, but this believe women thing has gone too far. So many liars out there. In my case, exactly 22 liars.
What about women making allegations against Bill Clinton?
Hashtag I believe her. Now, the failing New York Times claimed I use fraudulent companies to help my parents evade tax. Lies. I'm a self-made billionaire.
Yes, you made yourself a billionaire by cheating your parents' taxes.
Exactly, Maleficent. It's living the American dream. Now it's 6 o'clock. Time for Ivanka to tuck me into bed. You can go back to scouring Africa for Obama's birth certificate, honey.
Ugh.
I love you, melanoma. God bless you, and God bless the extremely complicated inheritance tax laws of the United States.
Hi, Daddy.
Oh, Ivanka. I love it when you wear that. Hubba, hubba.
Welcome back to the pointless election, the presidential election campaign. Next up is Joan Freeman.
Thank you, Sean.
You seem a bit out of breath. Did you run here?
No, I walked. And speaking of walks...
Oh, here we go.
Darkness into light. I came up with that.
Right, but that's all you talk about. Maybe we can delve into something else. Sister of Theresa Lowe, where in the world did you get your campaign funding?
Well, I haven't seen Des Walsh in 40 years, and I was very young.
So?
So I didn't ask where the money came from, in case he was still hot.
Was this about your eczema being cured in Knock?
I was very young.
Or your no vote on the Eighth Amendment?
I was very young.
Reneging on your promise to donate your salary to Pieta House in Dublin, your family ties to the Ione Institute. Have you got anything to say?
Well, darkness into light.
Oh,
is
for the love of
really
St. Josephine's tibula.
Welcome back. It's 8:10, and to stretch out the hour so that this programme's three presenters have even less to do, here's John S. Doyle with What It Says in the Papers.
I thought I'd do What It Says in the Property Porn instead.
Sorry, why?
No reason.
Wouldn't have anything to do with all those brown stains in your Easy Iron Polyester Blend shirt, would it, John?
I spilt some Ovaltine on myself and the main sections of the papers.
Of course you did. Go on.
Priced out of Carlo, the Irish Times property section asks, try Carlo in 1995. Elsewhere it also asks, priced out of houses, try garden sheds, noting that property website myhome.ie, which the Times owns, now includes listings for sheds. One such shed is a lean-to in a Dolphin's Barn landfill, which the article describes as, quote, a steal at €300,000. That's a reduction of €50,000 from last week before the roof blew off it. The shed now has a BER rating of F off. My home also lists a smashed greenhouse in a Finglas estate, which is currently inhabited by an extended family of feral cats. The asking price is €400,000, and the cats would require 3 months' notice to vacate, should the new owner wish to occupy. Meanwhile, on the homepage of daft.ie are units in an apartment complex in Moat, described as, quote, Dublin's doorstep. The development has not yet been built, doesn't have planning permission, and vague plans currently only exist on the back of a stained menu of a Dublin 4 wine bar. Studios start at €500,000 and are expected to sell out by the end of the week. Elsewhere on Daft, a listing for a two-person tent in a West Dublin industrial estate, which is only available between Monday to Wednesdays. Rent is €400 per occupant per week, excluding bills. Finally, priced out of renting, a government press release asks, why not try emigrating? The article goes on to suggest, if it was good enough for our forefathers, it's good enough for you.
I'll have to stop you there, John, not because we've anything else to go to, but because I can't take it anymore. After the break, we'll be doing an interview over a telephone line that sounds like it's covered in socks and next to a toilet repeatedly flushing. And we'll only apologise for the sound quality 15 minutes into the call. This is Morning Ireland.
Previously on the West Wing of the Department of Health.
Minister Harris, Minister, I need a word.
This is an emergency.
Okay, calm down, guys. Look, get me the Joint Chiefs and the National Security Advisor now.
Minister Harris, you have to stop pretending this is the White House.
All right, okay. I've got 2 minutes. What? I've just had a press conference announcing free abortion, even though it isn't costed, and I didn't ask the GPs. And I have a speech later on how I alone repeal the 8th.
But we have far more pressing things, Minister.
Walk with me.
Why am I walking with you?
It makes me look cooler. Just walk with me.
Okay. Well, Minister, there are 750,000 people on waiting list. It's a crisis. What is your plan?
Simon,
GPs are so angry they're fighting for the right to strike. Oh. How can we avert this?
Well, that's quite so.
Minister, there's no psychiatric care for children and teenagers in more than half the country. It's a national emergency. We need your plan.
I see.
And people have found out we spent 16 million renting an empty building. It's a crisis.
Right. I know what to do, guys. I know what to do.
You do?
Forthwith, I'm going to send out a tweet to say that wasn't it fantastic the way we repealed the 8th? Then everyone will forget about everything else. You're right. I should attack the church as well, just to be sure. And presto, Harris. No, sexy Simon saves the day again.
Christ.
Hashtag me sideways.
Next up is Sinn Féin's Leah Ní Riada. Leah, some might say that you've yet to really connect with the electorate. Is that a worry?
My name is Love Leah Ní Riada. I'm dynamic, charismatic in my role as a member of the European...
Sorry, there seems to be a problem with the mic there.
No, I always fade down after a few seconds because people have stopped listening to me.
Yeah, I did begin to glaze over there. Normally that only happens when I have to feign interest in pop culture. Now, your controversial vaccine stance...
Sick and tired of that question. I can categorically state that I didn't not say that people should not untake the HPV vaccine.
Okay. Can you tell us any of your policies?
My father wrote Misha Era.
Yeah, not exactly a policy.
Well, it used to be on when the telly went off at night, and I guarantee if I was your president in a united Ireland, it will be again.
Yeah, but the telly doesn't go off at night now.
It will do in a united Ireland. We won't be able to afford to keep it on.
There we have to leave it. Is it too late to call off this election now?
There, Sabina. It's only for another 3 weeks. Then we won't have to meet any more unvetted commoners for another 7 years.
Oh, it's not that, Evicaline. I'm just upset that Orla Kiley's closed her shops. Where is one supposed to source one's shower curtains now?
I'm afraid that as a poet, I can't assist you with that. I'm above such earthy concerns. Arenos, we have more pressing issues to deal with.
Like explaining what you did with a secret 317 grand allowance every year.
As I've already made clear, I shall be dealing with that in a transparent and thorough fashion after the election.
After?
You know, it's so terribly vulgar to speak of money. Now, on the campaign trail, I mean official presidential duties, we must have the dogs with us while we're on the walkabout. Everybody loves the dogs.
We'll have to bring some poo bags out with us, so...
Oh, there's no need for that. One has an entire staff who's been cleaning up one's shite for the past 7 years.
The ones that haven't left in the dead of the night, you mean?
What?
The media are so concerned about your turnovers.
Well, I've given up the drink. I don't see why I can't have as many turnovers as I like. Thank you very much.
And there are real worries about the optics of your fundraising on Twitter.
Twitter adores me. I have become a meme, which apparently is like a mime, only not as tedious. They call me Miggledy.
They also call you one of the richest politicians in the country. You barely have to spend a penny.
I have a very well-regulated bladder, thank you.
Even your Seamus Heaney slippers are paid for by the OPW. If any of the other candidates begged for money, they'd be burnt at the stake.
It's not begging when it's called crowdfunding, Sabina. Completely unregulated, like one's expenses.
Our expenses.
As for our opponents, my goodness, I haven't seen a more motley crowd of chancers since I propped up a Fianna Fáil government.
Yes, we kept Albert Reynolds in power.
Oh, great days. It is clear I'm head and shoulders above the rest of the field. Stop that sniggering. Now, let's do some yoga with the dogs and get some photographs for Twitter. I'll be trending by tea time.
Downward dog, in every sense.
I was thinking more the people's flexible friend.
Oh, we're back to those unvouched expenses again.
Release the hounds.
Now, thanks be to the angels, the saints and the fourth secret of Fatima, we've reached the final presidential candidate, businessman, dragon and professional speaker, it says here. Really? Gavin Duffy, why are you running?
Well, as a professional public, a speaker,
yeah.
I'm all about communications.
Are you really? Yeah.
Two of my six and a half pillars of my presidency are youth because I'm young and age because I'm also old. That's why Gavin Duffy wants to be president. It's a very well-paid retirement home.
Wow.
Did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did. It's the most interesting thing
you've... What I meant to say is I'm a breath of fresh air.
Really?
Gavin Duffy's not one of the usual political suspects.
Except when you worked for the leaders of both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
Yes, but I'm not a part of the old boys club.
You worked as a consultant for Dennis O'Brien.
Well, I'm not part of the cosy media elite.
The only reason anyone knows you is because you spent years on RTE.
Yeah, well, I...
Well?
Did I talk about my pillars? Great big ones in my house in Mead, which is huge.
Yeah, you didn't really answer any of the questions.
No more questions!
Oh, thank God.
Oh God, here we go again. Welcome to the news at 10. Abandon hope, all ye who enter here. I'm Hugh Edwards. This week, children could be forgiven for thinking Halloween had come early, as monstrous ghouls filled the airwaves. But it wasn't the Day of the Dead. It was just the Tory party conference, which is pretty much the same thing, only with more bow ties and fewer chins. The most popular event was for former minister and future I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here contestant, Boris Johnson.
Why is Theresa May making such a dog's dinner of Brexit? I would eat Brexit for breakfast! Throw in some pointless Latin, Brexit is British. Ipso facto, fiat punto, cornetto, Brexit is best. I would bend down on one knee if I were not so morbidly obese and swear that if I were Prime Minister, bulla bulla, I would work unceasingly, night and day, for you, the British people. Oh, sorry. Gotta go, the Tinder machine calls. Wah, 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 wah.
Later, the current Prime Minister, a woman who looks like she was printed out while the colour cartridges were low on ink, attempted to dance out on stage, with moves so bad, some began to wonder if the lizards that control her were having a stroke. A patronisingly low-ranking Tory was sent out to defend the May bot after her malfunction.
The Prime Minister believes in Brexit so much, she didn't vote for it and campaigned against it. But now, through no fault or effort of her own, she is somehow the Prime Minister, even though the party, the country, many in her own family, herself included, have no confidence in her whatsoever. In conclusion, can someone please trigger a leadership contest, please?
Inspiring words there. Meanwhile, DUP leader and walking proof that evolution doesn't exist, Arlene Foster, questioned the Good Friday Agreement.
It is important to remember we can change the Belfast Agreement.
Yeah.
Sure has done nothing for us, except give us 20 years of peace and prosperity.
Uppity Catholics!
Northern Ireland voted against Brexit.
Yeah.
Northern Ireland voted for the Belfast Agreement.
No.
Rest assured, we'd rather wreck the remains of these six counties than ever create a border between us and Britain.
No.
We'll burn Northern Ireland to the ground,
yes,
to keep it in the Union.
Yes.
Maybe we'll find cash in the ash. Again.
There you have it. The British Isles are burning, and the only people the leaders want to save are themselves. This is Hugh Edwards in BBC London, but pretending I'm in the Caribbean drinking Mai Tais. Good night.
Callan's Kicks is back. Please subscribe to the podcast. Thank you very much.